201-201.
Welcome to the 67th annual Reese's Senior Bowl. We're very excited about the group of players that we have here this year. I think it's probably our most complete group in terms of every position that we've had since I've been here, quite honestly. And you know, I usually try to predict how many guys we're going to have drafted, and I would say that we'll be close to 90 to 100 players that will be drafted out of this game this year would be maybe a conservative guess right now.
It's a little early, obviously, but depth-wise it's going to be good. You know, for teams like the Vikings are picking the back half of the first round, it's going to be good because you're going to have a lot of options, you know, up in the 20s. It's not like top heavy and then falls off a cliff. It's just a good deep class, and you know, it's not like the Vikings really need anything. They're not dying at any position. Take the best player they can get and see where it leads them.
Yeah, you know, I grew up as a Vikings fan just because they were the close team, but I always loved watching Brett Favre.
I think the one thing you see is it's going to be a pretty deep draft class. Like, you know, one thing talking to, you know, some of the evaluators who are here who, you know, get paid to judge this stuff, what you do have is a lot of depth as far as just, you know, guys who are going to come in and be 10, 12-year players in the league. And I think that's certainly, you look out here, and one thing that stuck out with the North team was the size. It looked like there were a lot of big, good-looking kids out here, and so that means this is going to be the type of draft where, you know, I know in Minnesota you're picking in the 20s. You might be better off drafting a little lower because you can make hay there later in the first round and then, you know, into the second and third rounds.
It's nice to come out and really get to meet these guys and spend a little time. It's a great week, and then I think it's very casual, and I think coaches and GMs and assistant coaches are here, and everybody's kind of laid back, and it's a nice environment. It's a great kind of reunion for everybody, if you will, that comes back to this annually.
The reality is that every one of them is a serious evaluation for the teams. There's not a single player here that a club can say, oh, we've already got him great as a free agent. We don't have to spend any more time on him. Every player here is a legitimate prospect this year.